We continue our worship now, hearing not current messages, but words of old from Scripture, starting with the 111th Psalm. Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart, in the company of the upright, in the congregation. Great are the works of the Lord, studied by all who delight in them. Full of honor and majesty is his work, and his righteousness endures forever. He has gained renown by his wonderful deeds. The Lord is gracious and merciful. He provides food for those who fear him. He is ever mindful of his covenant. He has shown his people the power of his works in giving them the heritage of the nations. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever to be performed with faithfulness and uprightness. He sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have good understanding. His praise endures forever. Amen. Our gospel reading this morning comes from the Gospel of Luke. And we read that on the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then Jesus said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. After I selected our gospel reading this morning about 10 lepers, only one of whom felt gratitude, I flashed to my childhood. Because like every kid who received a $5 bill and a birthday card, I was expected to send a thank you note to Grandma. But it never felt like a natural outpouring of my gratitude. It felt like an obligation, and sometimes I would gladly have given that $5 to be out of the obligation. And the very worst thank you note writing experience my wife and I had was when the church Jenny was serving at before we were married gave us a wedding shower, and we opened one gift, and it was a set of polyester faux satin pillowcases, Pepto-Bismol pink, with a milk chocolate brown lace trim put around the opening. And a kindly woman said, "Oh, feel that. It's better for your hair when you're sleeping." I still had some at that point. Well, with smiles as faux as the satin of the pillowcases, we said thank you and we dutifully wrote a note of thanks for pillowcases that were doomed to life in the back of our linen closet. And as I thought about the Samaritan leper who was cured and turned back to Jesus, fell before him, praising God, I began to realize that I do not always praise God as I should. And I realized how much easier it is for people to talk about lamenting or complaining to God, to other people, maybe about other people, and how much trickier it feels to cut loose and give praise to God. Maybe it's easier for me to long for what I want or to resent what I have lost than it is for me to be thankful for what I have. And I'm not alone. I mean, when is the last time you heard a newscaster on TV say, "Not a single school shooting in America this week, praise God," or "The nation is grateful this week for all the successful cancer treatments that have left thousands of people with a bill of clean health"? That's not where we often go. And I must admit that in the past, I've preached about what praise is and is not. I've talked about the fact that praise isn't simply stroking God's ego psychophantically, telling God how awesome God is, as though God has low self-esteem and created humanity for therapy. And I've talked about how thankfulness should not be seen as an obligation, like a thank you note to grandma, but an act of freedom that doubles the joy of what has been received. So I've got pages on praise and thanksgiving, but not as many pages on actual praise and thanksgiving. So I decided that my spirit needed this week was to actually praise God, and you are totally free to listen in. We read on the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. And that you, God, are one who comes to us in between regions. Those uncategorizable spaces we fail to notice or we fear. We thank you for the uncertainty and transitions from yesterday's into tomorrow's. We thank you for fluidity and understanding of gender and sexuality. We thank you for the space between my wakefulness and sleep, where what I foolishly call intuition kicks in. And thank you for being in the spaces we try to pretend are not there. As Jesus entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And for your approachability in Jesus, O God, I give you thanks. Thank you for coming to us in the most vulnerable way possible, contained in human skin. Thank you for revealing your glory in the person of Jesus Christ, whom lepers approach and who in turn we are also able to approach. For your earthly approachability to all of us tarnished specimens, I give you thanks. When Jesus saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And that you see me, O God, I give thanks. Thank you for being able to see me amidst all the others. Thank you for seeing what I try to hide. Thank you for seeing my hurt and my fear, for seeing my heart and my humor. Thank you for seeing that I am stronger than I think and that I am also not nearly as strong as I think. Thank you for seeing this at times sad sack world in all its beauty. And thank you for how you have sent these, your people, to show themselves to me, and how in doing so during my ministry and sending kids and babies, retired folks and suburban moms, depressives, corporate guys, emergency room desperations, wondering students, that in all that you have also shown yourself to me. And knowing as you do that, that without the stories, gifts, and scars shared with each of these people, I would never see enough of you as you responded to them. And they went and they were made clean. That healing happens in community, O God, I praise you. Thank you for the way in which you bring your people together to be healed. For the ways in which we harm each other, instead, forgive us and keep us working on healing together. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. And thank you, Lord, for the ones who turn back. Thank you for all the people in my life who speak your name, who bravely point to you as a source and ground of all goodness, who dare to recognize you as God, and who remind me that you are real and you are actively redeeming me and them and all creation. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? Blessed be God, the Word, who came to his own, and his own received him not. For in this way, God glorifies the stranger. Thank you for revealing yourself in the foreigner. It could be one of the less comfortable aspects of following you. Jesus facing the bias and racism, still clinging to old ways of thinking, and yet being able to bring us together. Thank you for loving me too much to allow me to stay comfortable for too long. Thank you for interrupting my pride and refusing to leave me as is. It can be uncomfortable, but in your faithfulness, you have always led me through death to more abundant life. Thank you that gratitude to others nurtures generosity in me. Thank you for helping me be generous as I can to churches and charities. Thank you for the joy of giving to others, and help my gratitude to you spark the same generosity you show me in so many ways. Then Jesus said to him, get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well. For all the things that having been healed and gone on my way that I fail to even notice, I give you thanks to God today. And thank you for this community of faithful and what it adds to what I've received from other communities. Thank you for the chaos of children. Thank you for the tree up my block that suddenly became 6 different colors almost all at once this past week, as though it was showing off. Thank you for friends who text me back, and thank you every morning for coffee. And thank you for the person in my clergy group Zoom meeting who reminded me that when in doubt, all we need say is, thy will be done, because I had momentarily forgotten about that part. And thank you for clean water and safe roads and electricity and garbage pickup. Thank you for babies. Thank you for never leaving me. Thank you for the breakfast I got to share with my daughter this past week and the evening out with my wife. Thank you for all the people who managed to make me laugh. Thank you for creating us to sing. Thank you for the fact that my religious music playlist ranges from praise band to hymns to tazay to old-timey gospel tunes, and they each add something to my joy. And thank you for a congregation that doesn't mind when I hobble on cartilage-deprived knees. And thank you for my nephews, firstborn, and the 9-year-old energy of my granddaughter. Thank you for the laughter and tears that reliably happen when families and friends gather. Thank you for the way I am fed at your table of grace, and for allowing me to speak behind it and tell the story of the healings, the love, the grace of our Lord. Thank you, God, for giving us a place to go to be cleansed. Thank you for wanting us to return to say thanks, and for every other gift which I might be too blind to see that totally comes from you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen.